everybody, and welcome to another episode of Naruto Revuto, a Naruto Rewatch podcast. I'm Kim, and I am joined today by Jessie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jessie.
And Tim.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, Transformation Sequence, for letting us be here, for giving us the blessing to exist. It is such a joy. You know, there's so many other Naruto podcasts and anime podcasts out there that, like, we don't think that what we're doing is unique in any way, but yeah. I'm so thankful that the preeminent anime podcast gives us the queen that is Kim to exist, and that boy Naruto, because I'm sure you guys are, like, banking on making billions of podcast bucks once you eventually move on to Naruto. So thank you so much. It means a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Vince, actually, no Naruto hater, has been talking about watching it because he's very excited about this podcast.
God. Yeah. So cool.
So, he said he never would, but weird enough.
What we need to do is have a special Vince and Jennifer episode, because Jennifer just tonight was like, hey, man, I think I want, like, if my gay Chinese shows don't work, I think I'm going to watch Naruto. I was like, yeah, man, it rules.
Yes.
Perfect. Would love that. Yes.
Get more little Genin on. They could be the Konohamaru.
Yes, oh my God, trio.
Oh, and we should say, this is the first episode that we've recorded since being officially announced. Thank you so much, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
The positivity has blown me away, personally. Twitter account Naruto Revuto blowing up, fat stacks of Twitter followers. It means a lot. We have a lot of radical plans that we're just talking about. We got started recording late tonight, so next episode you're hearing might be the sleepy drunk zone, because we were just in such a hype moment, just having such a great time. Jennifer actually sat in with us and we shouted a good bit, but that's another story. We've already been chatting for an hour and just, you know,
shit, we have. Fuck.
Yeah. So just definitely want to, we were 5 minutes late because Rock Lee appears in the next chunk of episodes, and yeah. I had to rewatch and screen cap and things like that.
He had to set up his altar and give him a few sacrifices. Yeah. It's understandable.
Yeah, because as the listeners know by this point, we record 2 episodes at a time. So that's 6. We watch 6 episodes. For those of you who are just joining in for some reason on this episode, we don't do any spoilers unless they're ones that have extremely entered into the public consciousness, such as the various loyalties of Sasuke and Sasuke's eyes and things of that nature. I don't know who anyone dies. I know some people that get married, but that's about it.
Awesome.
Yes. So we are covering episodes 16 through 18 on this episode. But before we get into that, we got some special Jessie Naruto facts.
Okay, all right. So for the Naruto facts this week, for the first 3 episodes, I just wanted to kind of go over briefly how Naruto is animated. Yes, I find this stuff, like, infinitely interesting, where I can eat it all up. So I'm just gonna go through my sources really quick. My really big source for this, I'm not gonna lie, is a video that is done by the voice actor for English Kakashi, where he goes through the step-by-steps of how they created the Naruto movie. That kind of happens at the same time frame that we're watching. So I decided to pull pretty much all of my information from that video. I will say I am not an animator. I'm not an animation expert. I do not work in the animation field. So I'm just a simple idiot fan that is being guided by this Naruto YouTube video and movie.
But I'm glad you weren't like, I'm so smart, and then we just hear the YouTube ads in the background. I'm like, which one of these movies have you heard of? Have you thought about playing League of Legends?
Oh my God. I will say I am ignorant on probably most of the things that happened in the animation field, but I think this stuff is, like, cool as shit, so I'm going to share what sparing knowledge I have been able to find. Cool. So, We'll get into it. I will also say this process that I'm going to go over does not apply for later Naruto episodes or Boruto episodes. I am like 100 million percent sure that it is completely different now, especially with like technology right now. We're dealing with early 2000s technology. So we still got those like bulky ass computers and like all this other shit. So this is like retro Naruto animation. okay, cool. So, for the most part, what happens in the animation is they begin by writing the story and coming up with all the character designs and costume designs for all the characters. So, that's where you get it, like, the stills of just, like, all the different characters and the outfits that they'll wear. You're also getting, like, the story that will then be taken and put into a screenplay, which will then be moved into storyboarding. And then they will eventually move into rough sketches of how the creators want the story to progress. So this is where they start to get a lot of the timing for, like, you know, what's going to happen at this point in time and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
like keyframes, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. We're not quite at keyframes yet. This is, like, really, like, messy, like, basically stick figure ass.
Like the writer and director doing their own stick figures to help the animator.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So after all the storyboarding is done and they pretty much, like, know what the pace of the show is going to be, this is where they take the keyframes that you were talking about, Kim, and start implementing those. So all of the keyframes for Naruto are fucking hand-ass drawn.
Damn.
Which boggles my mind. Animation is literal magic, and no one will ever convince me otherwise, honestly.
Hell yeah.
Like, I literally wrote, which, like, it shouldn't surprise me but that they're hand-drawn, but it absolutely still does.
Right? Like, it's the consistency, too, which the costume design and, like, the character design helps with, because they have, like, a little cheat sheet of, like, a full 360 of the character, but just, like, the fact that they can all match that exact style is just boggles the mind.
Oh, like, as an artist, I don't even know, like, I'm just such a baby in this, like, field of magicians that can just, like, match other people's styles perfectly and just, like, make, literally making a moving picture with your hands and a pencil. Anyway.
Question. Have you ever seen Shirobako? Because I think you would love it if you're interested in animation.
I don't think so.
That's the anime,
it's
right?
Great. Yeah, it's the anime. It's about the people who work in the anime industry, and it's really cute, but it's really so informative to, like, how anime is made.
Oh my god, it looks so cute. Okay, I'm gonna...
I've watched 6 minutes of that because Jennifer watched it, and I was like, they need a union. What the fuck?
But seriously.
They do need a new unit.
Whenever you hear anything about how anime is made, it's like, how does anime, like, when they always say, like, you should be thankful that any, like, Hollywood movie gets made or any video game gets made. It sounds like multiply that by 10,000.
Yes. 100%, yeah. For anime. Yes. Like, like, they work so much.
Yeah, and it seems like they shovel out, they are pretty much explicitly shovel out tons of shit because they don't know what will stick. And then one good show will, they're throwing a lot of stuff at dartboards, which is really depressing.
Mm-hmm. Like, the time frame it's made is, like, really a lot shorter than I expected.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And, like, a lot of animes are just made to try and net more audience for the manga itself.
Oh, really?
So, like, that's why a lot of animes are unfinished, usually.
Interesting.
Or finished early is because they're trying to just get a bigger audience for the manga. So
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is interesting. Cool. So yes, all the keyframes are hand drawn, which is bananas. So also when they're hand drawing the key animation, they are only focusing on the characters and character movements. So all of the backgrounds for Naruto are hand painted.
Oh. Fuck.
Yes. So they're hand painted, and then so it's like so much more. I feel like when you think of anime, you think of it all happening on a computer, especially nowadays. And it's absolutely not that. It's so much like hand drawn, hand painted shit, which is crazy. Like, all of the backgrounds for Naruto are hand painted. And
animation, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, NarutoReviewTo@gmail.com or Twitter.com/NarutoReviewTo. I think Singapore did so much of the hand animation of that in between zone of we're using computers and we're not just doing it ourselves. Like, there's a lot of things in The Simpsons that don't make a lot of sense because it's like people in Singapore do not know what this looks like. So they didn't get enough information. So it feels like probably Naruto is either at the very end of that or just after, and I'm not positive. I'm actually kind of curious to see if that's the case, what the case for that is.
Yeah, that would be interesting to look out who does the in-betweens.
Right. Cool. So after that, they have to we actually move on to all the in-between images. And from what this YouTube video told me, it's all done by Studio Perrier.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Perrier. I'm sorry.
Perry.
You're good.
Yes. So it's all still done by the Naruto studio. And what they actually do is once they get all the backgrounds and the keyframes and the in-between images, they have to scan in one by fucking one every single goddamn frame.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, I can't imagine. One at a time. Anyway.
It has to be easier just to dress a boy up with whiskers and put wires on him and throw him at a mirror. It has to be easier this way.
Right? Yeah, so after they scan them all in one by fucking one, that's when they move on to color. So all of Naruto is colored on the computer. And then they also will add in some like 3D effects sometimes. So like, you know, the bridge I think was super 3D'd when they were walking away from it. So like obviously that would be done in post on the computer.
And good on the actors for not, you know, realizing and acting like they're just on a green screen, you know. Good on them, really.
You know, a lot of the lines in Naruto were improvised.
Oh my god. Oh wow. Respect.
Oh my god. Yep, and so then like they scan in the backgrounds and then they scan in the character art and then they merge them together so that you can see like what we're seeing as the audience. And then basically the animation team, I'm probably skipping like 100 million steps, and I am sorry. You are free to send in animation corrections to NarutoReview2@gmail.com. But basically, they merge everything together. They do all the color, and then they add the 3D effects, and then the animation team kind of like watches it for all any corrections that they need, and then if there are any corrections, they'll go back and make them, and then, you know, boom, the show is done, and then it gets sent off to the voice actors who will then add their voices to the show, and then it'll get published, and then after that, it'll get dubbed into English. So.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah.
I can't imagine, you know, what smaller anime, I mean, I forget because it's been a while since we recorded, like, they had some sense, because the manga was out, right? And so they had some sense that Naruto was going to be a big deal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I can't imagine being like, all right, this manga's not super popular, but we believe in it. So we're going to go right through all these fucking steps. And.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. I am going to correct myself.
Okay.
I thought that they do the Japanese voice acting after the show is done. That's incorrect. They actually do that during, there's a point in the process where they have these things called time sheets to make sure all of everything is like perfectly timed. Mm. And I'm very sure that is when they do the voice acting. They do the voice acting first, and then they do the animation to make sure it, like, matches with what the voices are saying.
Makes sense. Yeah. Because that would suck to have to match.
Hold the emails. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're already coming in, even though this episode will be released for 2 months or so.
So, yeah, that's kind of a extremely brief run down by a big dummy on how they do the Naruto animation.
Jesse,
that's cool.
Thank you so much for cleaning the drool off of your keyboard enough that you were able to bring us the information. No, that was super helpful. I think, yeah, I mean, it's so easy to just assume that magicians do this or that computers do this. But, you know, even to have computers do it is a million man hours. There, and it is good to, I'm glad you had the correction for the voice actors, because I could totally see the voice actors like putting extra oomph into something, and I would hate for them to have to lower an oomph to match the teeth that Naruto did or something like that.
Yeah,
true, very true. And like I think that's why sub is usually so preferable in anime is because it matches up so much more when the dub is always done after. Well, I mean, I don't know about current animes, but for Naruto specifically, it's absolutely done after all of the animation is completed.
Yeah, and they're constrained to the lip flaps that are already, like, in the scene.
She says Date Bio. It doesn't mean anything. I guess if they believe it? I don't know. Yeah, no.
Hell yeah.
I'm still watching the dub, and Jennifer was kind of laughing at how bad it was. I'm like, I know.
Aw.
It's okay. I'm still watching the dub, too. It's so, like, ingrained in my childhood.
Yeah.
It's,
do you know how many other fucking episodes of Naruto are? I don't. It's a lot.
I have to be contrary, so I'm still sticking with the subs. And I gotta say, like, the voice actress, I think it's a voice actress who does Naruto, is really good throughout these episodes. These ones coming up. Yeah.
I'm happy you're doing the sub, honestly. Like, I feel like we need sub representation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing it because I need to be able to look down at my phone sometimes. And it took me an extra entire episode for this because I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I kept rewinding it. And then I realized,
oh my God,
I do not know what's happening. Is it these episodes? I was like, scroll ahead. I was like, what do you mean, Haku? Why does Naruto have to kill you? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And Naruto's like, fuck it. I'll do a murder.
All right.
Oh my God. Awesome. So that was the Naruto facts for today.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
All right, so let's go ahead. Speaking of Haku begging for death, let's get into these next couple of episodes. So episode 16, The Broken Seal. We have a slight recap of how much it sucks to be in a magical ice boy dome and how Sasuke can finally see the code in the Matrix. Haku does the sonic finger wag and says, "You're too slow," as he continues to pelt them with needles.
I had a note here. And then the episode title shows up, and then I have a follow-up note that is, forgot all of these first 4 minutes or recap, LOL, my bad.
Oh my God. So,
I don't know if I said last episode, but Haku should just kill these boys. That's my opinion. Naruto and Sasuke should be dead. Thank you.
oh my God, I can't believe we're on the same opening still. I will repeat this the next episode as well.
When does it change?
Yeah.
Are we close? Are we close?
We are supposed to be close. I did not look it up, but like I feel like it has to be right around the goddamn fucking corner because it's been 20 fucking episodes of this goddamn
They literally, like, spoiler for next episode, that Naruto says, the next chapter, Chunin exam, and it's the same opening.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think it's probably around episode 26 or so because, like, anime cores are usually in 12 or 13 episodes or 26. Ooh, sorry. Losing my voice. So, meanwhile, Kakashi tries to pull it the fuck together and remembers he left Sakura protecting the shitty bridge man Tazuna. A real oops moment.
Because the last episode ended with a scream, right?
Yeah. Yes. And it's just like, whose blood? Whose blood is this? No one knows. It is a mystery.
Yeah, yeah. So Kakashi fake death count 6.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. Fake bridge count 2.
Yes. He loves that. He just loves faking his death.
He literally lives for the drama of fake dying.
Kakashi is the best character besides Rock Lee in any anime. I don't know. Let me remind you, I don't know anything about Rock Lee. I would die for him. But I legitimately love Kakashi, and I think he's hot and all these other two things, which is probably coloring it.
Big agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Zabuza swings and Sakura screams. The Ice Dome boys are determined to get outie so they can rescue Sakura's dumb ass, but they just keep getting needled to fuck. They are two sad little porcupines.
The entire episode, I'm like, look at these porcupines.
Yeah! Little hedgehogs.
Yeah.
They are, a real Sonic motif.
Well, yeah, we're sponsored by the hit Sonic movie. Don't read fan fiction, kids. Read your Bible and go.
I wish we were sponsored by a fucking Sonic movie. Jim Carrey, give me your money.
We're sponsored by Amy the Hedgehog. unfortunately, her movie's coming soon, baby. Believe it.
Damn, Amy is Sakura, though, if you think about it.
We don't have time for this. I think for this episode, I kind of hit the oh, how am I going to take episodes? How am I going to take notes during a lot of battle episodes? Episodes where they kind of are like refreshing things back and forth. I will say this, in a couple episodes from now, I think in this episode, I stopped taking notes because I was so hyped in it. I was just losing my fucking shit. And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm going to be worse on the podcast because I have fewer notes. It did feel like, I don't know, it makes me feel very rose-colored glasses-y. I was trying to explain to Jennifer, and I've explained on the show earlier, this weird idea that I think the Zabuza fight is famous from what I heard. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything, but like the fact that I know it means it's famous is sort of the way I'm approaching it. And the first time they clashed, the amount that they were staring and yada yada back and forth. and you know, a lot of this is pretty incomprehensible and weird. I can accept it because they go out of their way throughout the episodes to kind of justify Haku's backstory, to justify Zabuza being a huge fucking asshole and things like that. So normally telling is worse than showing, but I'm very thankful that they didn't just try to show. And they're like, fuck it, the showing's not working. I'm speaking for them, I don't know if that's true, but the showing's not working, we gotta tell them. And I think it works because they're not explicitly telling, they're telling all around everything that's happening. And a couple episodes later from now, they are explicitly telling. So I think it all works, and this is in anime a lot, from my experiences, they tell. And one of the things I'm praising the Naruto telling is that they're telling you just enough so that 2 seconds before Naruto says, wait a second, Haku, you're just like me. You, the watcher, goes, you're just like Naruto! And then you two are the good, stupid boy who drinks rotten milk. a wordy way to say that, like, not the most elegant way, like, you know, to go about things, but it, yet again, in Naruto, it totally fucking works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think, like, this fight, it's not very fluid. Like, it's a little bit clobbered together. The pacing is wonky. 100% agree with you. So I definitely get where you're coming from, because they often like to stop in the middle of battle and be like, my tragic backstory, let me tell you.
And, you know,
and I will say,
that's a trope.
It's funny that you said you stopped taking notes during, like, the hype scenes, because I just turned into, like, all emojis. And yes!
Very good. But yeah, like you're saying, Tim, I think that storytelling is a thing that's specific to more the shonen genre, because a lot of shows, like, do that sort of, like, pacing, that sort of storytelling, and I like it. I'm of simple mind.
I get it. I like it too. Like, it is fun. It is, I would rather know the things about Haku that we know than, like, have the pacing be better and the fight better, probably, I think. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, like, you're not going to change the form, you're not going to change the facts here. Naruto is an anime, and you don't become one of the most popular mangas and one of the most popular animes by being different, I guess, which with literally zero shade thrown in. I think there's so much joy to be found in conforming to type and conforming to the various genre expectations and tropes and yada yada yada. And, you know, I think we get so many back and forth, like, dark shit, funny shit, real shit, emotional shit, back and forth, that it all somehow works. It's like a weird salad with fruits and bacons and nuts.
They do a really good job of, like, taking a really high impactful emotional scene and then amplifying that even more. And, like, I'm just a sucker for that. I love to feel emotions.
And that's why Naruto is such a great character, and I wish that there's fewer Sasuke's and Kakashi's in the world, because I don't know what Kakashi's voice actor and Sasuke's voice actor sounds like in the Japanese, but, like, as I said previously, the boring boy syndrome that goes on in Naruto is fucking dog shit, and I've seen, like, more and more show up, and it's just like, guys, I know the whole thing is you're badasses, but please show a little bit more emotion.
Yes.
And then when Kakashi does, he rules, and I love it. And when Sasuke does it, it rules, and I love it. So, I know that even those individual characters have said range.
And it's so rewarding when they do actually show more.
Yes! Yeah, and that's another thing that I think, you know, I completely is counterpoint to what I said. Jennifer and I are watching the hit Chinese boys love drama called The Untamed. It's on Netflix. Please watch it. It's amazing. It starts a little slow, but like once you kind of much like when you watch anime for the first time, you're not used to the weird whatever things that happen that sort of happens in this. But like there's a moment when, because it is based on a boy literally explicitly gay where they're fucking boys love comic. The Netflix show doesn't it because it's like produced in China and restrictions and stuff like that. So like in the comic, the these side characters are fucking each other and they're part of like this love triangle. And the one after like a couple episodes of very chaste, very like, you know, knowing glances, very much like, here's how we are, we're not breaking decorum, there's like this longing bow this one guy does. I'm like, this is the most vulgar thing I've ever seen in my life. This is the most sensual bow. So much in the same way that like Sasuke and Kakashi are boring and I don't love it, but that being said, when they do unleash that seal a little bit, I'm like, I'm all in. I was wrong.
Yes, absolutely. Sasuke, determined to stop the unwanted acupuncture, can finally parry Haku. He's even able to cover for Naruto, whose eyes are slow and weak, but Naruto passes out.
I do have to say, and I do feel like I've said this before, but I, like Tim said, this is a moment where, like, the seal breaks on Sasuke. And, like, he shows how inspired he is by Naruto.
Yeah.
And, like, how he will go the extra fucking mile because of, like, Naruto being his rival and Naruto pushing him along and like their relationship. And I just eat that shit up. I just love it.
It is a great taste that we all enjoy.
Yeah, there's that fan fiction trope choice tweet that went around, and I was just recently, and I was just staring at these batch of six episodes. I was like, damn, this is all working for me.
Yes. Oh shit, you guys, guess who got his very first Sharingan? Ya boy, Sasuke! He can now see everything with his special eyes.
Yes, Sasuke level up time!
It's so good! I remember going ape shit the first time I read it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
I did not... This sucks. I did not realize that this is the first time he did it. I think I would... This is where having a little bit of cultural spoilers, I was like, oh, I guess he did it before.
That makes sense.
That makes me kind of want to go back and rewatch it and scream. I feel bad.
Okay. No, I didn't even think about it that way because, like, I definitely saw it, like, back in, like I said before, back in fucking middle school when it was airing for the first time on fucking Toonami or whatever. And, like, that was the hype as fucking shit when, like, Sasuke gets his Sharingan. It's like, oh, fuck.
So yeah. And, you know, I bet you were losing your mind with your scrunchies and jelly pins. You're a handful of years younger than me, so I don't really know. I was with my pogs watching Dragon Ball Z like a scholar. I bet the joy of comparing Kakashi's one Sharingan to Sasuke's two Sharingan must have sent y'all to fucking Jupiter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! And it's, like, the first time it happens. Because before they established, just like, oh, it's super rare to actually get a Sharingan. Right. Like, not everybody can do it. And your boy pulled through.
He won the genetic lottery. He's it.
Yes!
Yeah. Well, I'm pissed.
And it was all his determination to save his boyfriend.
Yes.
God, that's so good. Oh man, I wish I realized that. I didn't write it down. Like, is this the first time we see it?
Yeah, it is. And it's literally to fucking save Naruto's ass because they're fucking in love.
Oh my god. Yeah, the end of these episodes is pretty it's a bit much to watch.
Oh
yeah. We're intruding on someone's bedroom time.
Haku's like, ah, shit, better end it quick, and decides to target Naruto because he has boyfriend senses and knows it'll make Sasuke run to save him. Back at the Zabuza fight, we finally discover whose blood was at the end of last episode. Kakashi's! Wow. Zabuza continues to taunt and spams the crouch button to teabag him. He's like, oh, scrub. Get good, Kakashi.
Kim, can I read the next one? I know let you read all of these because you're perfect at it.
No,
but
do it.
Angry Kakashi is pretty hot.
He is.
Isn't that true, though?
Kakashi is peak sexy, 100%.
I was looking at him and I was just like, I just want to piss him off more.
I didn't do the dishes, even though you asked me.
How does that make
sense? I ate your leftovers. Your chilies is my chilies. Thank you.
I will never flush this toilet ever. Oh my
God. Kim.
And it's not to conserve water. Because I know you hate it.
Kim
comes out of that bathroom with his angry face because I didn't flush the toilet.
Kim walking into Kakashi's bathroom with a cat litter pooper scooper, still flushing the toilet to waste water by keeping her discreet little turds and to make her boyfriend mad. Like a sociopath.
Sakura cannot believe that Sasuke and Naruto could ever die or be defeated or be mortal at all, and Kakashi actually agrees. He drops the hot fact that Sasuke is an Uchiha and Zabuza, who's like, aw, fuck, now there's three Sharingan to deal with? Sucks. And decides he better get killing Kakashi over with.
I'm happy I don't read the show notes in real time so that I can laugh at them.
Yes. Yeah. No, extremely. Yeah, no, I think it's that fun thing of when you first start a podcast and you have little Bambi legs of like, all right, you know, should we all read them? Should we go back and forth? And I think pretty explicitly, like, no, this is Kim's job. No. She's too good at it. We are nothing compared to her. We are trash. We are the poop that Kim leaves in the toilet to inspire hate from her Kakashis. I think that I've said this before, and I apologize, and it also gives me fucking panic attacks thinking about what I'm going to be saying at Naruto Revuto episode 286. This time they're fighting frogs for some reason. I've seen Naruto stand on a frog or someone stand on a frog. I know there's going to be a big frog.
Yes.
Big frog confirmed episode one.
So it just gives me such a panic attack to be like, you know, honestly, like the fact that they make everyone seem stupid but then have a really strong character or respect seem freaked out, that worked for me. So I'm really afraid of being like, when Naruto stood in that frog, I didn't get it. But then when Kurabazo said, you had the frog? And then I'd be like, you know, normally when they tell me the frog is good, I think it's bad. But in this case, I think the frog's good. And then two episodes later, and they explain what frog is, I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm back in. And I am a little nervous that, you know, it's just going to be Haku's backstory every 26 episodes over and over and over again. But, I would be so blessed. I would be so blessed.
I'm crying.
I'm too crying. Oh, God. Tim's frog theories are so
funny. I love the frog theory.
Frog theory mixed with Haku theory or Haku environmental storytelling.
I don't hate that. Honestly, I like that.
This is good.
This is good.
I still can't get over you calling yourselves the turds to put in Kakashi.
Just embrace it, yeah.
Oh no, you guys. Sasuke used human shield no jutsu. He tells Naruto to quit being such a little pussy before the DMT hits, and he flashes through all his treasured Naruto memories and dies.
Jesus Christ.
We have to stop and unpack the scene. We do.
Yes.
Dude.
So first of all, Sasuke fucking falling down in slow motion and just going, Naruto, loser.
Yes. Dude.
Like, literally slow-mo, loser.
Iconic.
The most true thing that he's ever done to his character.
Yes. Yes, it's a very what you said death as well.
Yes.
And god damn, I would love to die by getting one last own into my great enemy.
Right. It is the ID ideal way to go out. But then, of course, after he falls, after his slow-mo loser moment, he then has to, like, go and be like, oh, here are all the reasons I'm in love with you, Naruto. And instead of, like, saying anything, Naruto's like, why did you save me? He goes, I don't know why. And I wrote down, I don't know why equals I'm in love with
you. Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say.
You're 14 years old. You don't understand these feelings, you know. You're in a homophobic society, so you push things down. You say, you know, it's just not really weird that I'm mostly friends with just dudes and afraid of girls. That's completely normal.
To me that I hated Naruto and now I really like him, but I still hate Sakura.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's interesting that I hate Naruto, but I feel just nothing for Sakura. You know, absolutely no emotions. I feel a lot about Naruto. In fact, I'm always thinking about Naruto. Anyways, bye.
I point out that, like, as the chemicals flood his brain, as he's actively dying, he remembers the moment that he and Naruto kissed and then just
so,
like,
big! Yes!
And, like, Naruto laughing and smiling and just, like, meals with Naruto.
Yes! Like, literally, like you said, the kissing. And it's not, like, hidden in a back room. No. It's fucking right there in the fucking middle of the screen.
Yeah. And, you know, I as I was saying before, I've been consuming a lot of East Asian queer media. So I thought I was just, like, on another level or waiting for it, but, like, god damn, these episodes are like, yo, fellas, is it gay to, fucking think about your boy as your final thought, you know? I was losing my mind. Yeah, no, this whole, I mean, this episode, I'll let you in on a specific Naruto Revuto / Tim Lanning behind the scenes. As I mentioned in the past, this anime caused a rift in my relationship in college, because I went over to a friend's dorm room to watch Naruto, and I wasn't as hyped as my friends were, and I was trying to become better friends with Steve Bell, and I fell asleep in Steve's brother's room while me, Steve, David, and Andy watched Naruto, and then I fell asleep around this point right here. Hey, guys.
Oh,
or maybe
no.
Before this part. I don't remember.
Oh, no.
That is an unforgivable crime. I'm sorry, too.
I did not know what was about to happen, Jesse. I didn't know what was about to happen next.
That's fair. That is fair.
I'm waking up to, you know, I'm sleeping right around here. And then they're losing their minds, right? Because, again, this is 2005. So we didn't have as much information. And, you know, Andy just spent a lot of time hurting my feelings, you know, and not just making fun of the way that I say Inuyasha. I don't want to talk about Inuyasha in the podcast, but, you know, just hurting my feelings. And in this moment, just dogging on me for falling asleep at like 1 a.m.
I'm sorry, but I love the idea that Tim's bully was a weeb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Complete reversal of the trope.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think if you put two and two together, it kind of makes sense, but what are you going to do?
No. Also, as Sasuke's dying, he's like, by the way, I have a blood feud.
Yeah, he mentions, like, his brother, right?
Sucks. Yeah, he's just like, that man, I gotta kill him. Don't die, Naruto. I know I'm dying and I don't want to, but you don't die. You gotta promise me, never die.
Yeah, so many, like, things are happening that I'm sure, even having watched this, you know, twice, you know, or I guess three times as I was asleep over the course of the past 15 years, I still missed things, or was like, wait a second. I had to rewind a lot of these episodes because they just say things really quickly after, like, kind of pauses and stuff like that. And I think this is one of them. It was like, I have these eyes. I have to get my brother. Da 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 da. Bye bye. I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like literally reading off his manifesto as he does.
Damn, gonna go out into the woods and just, like, fucking write it all up one day.
Let me interrupt you with some hot news. Jennifer could not get the laptop to work to acquire her quasi-legal Chinese shows, and she is now watching the good boy anime of child soldiers called Naruto.
Yes!
Join us.
I do love hearing.
I want Jennifer to be a guest so bad.
Yeah. I do love how many people tweeted at us like, God damn it, I have to watch Naruto again. I know you said in episode zero that you don't have to watch it, but here I go again. It's like Bugs Bunny, gotta go back to the old me.
Right.
Meme image.
It's time to go back to the old me. I'm sorry, God.
Forgive me for what I'm about to yabba dabba do.
Fuck.
So meanwhile, Hawk is just laying on the ground like, God damn, these boys are in love. Good for them. You know, good for them. He respects Sasuke for dying to protect his, quote, friend. Naruto then hugs Sasuke's little limp dead body and begins to go absolutely.
Dude, this ruled.
Ancient. Yeah. No, it's Naruto feral hours for sure.
Yes. Yes. Red chakra everywhere. It breaks concrete. It turns Naruto absolutely bug fuck. It makes him love murder. Everyone says oh shit in unison over Naruto's new nasty boy fox chakra. The belly button seal has broken, y'all.
So this is when Andy was like, can you believe he's asleep? So all I remembered when we watched Naruto was that sometime, in my opinion, I thought the first four episodes, Naruto turned into a fox. When I realized it was episode 16, I was like, how did I watch 16 episodes of this to call it? I think they actually skipped up. They didn't wait for me to watch episodes. So I just like tried to catch up.
That makes sense.
Does Naruto have a belly button tattoo? And when can I see it?
He has a belly button tattoo for sure. But sometimes it's visible and sometimes it's not.
Ideal.
They use UV ink.
Yeah, it's invisible ink that is brought out by chakra. And then I think we see it soon. Yeah, we do see it. We see it episode 30-ish for sure.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hell yeah. My note is, why would you let Naruto be a ninja if him getting mad and hurt was so dangerous? Because, like, you could have fucking put him in Bridgetown. Like, oh, sorry. You have a demon in you. Your job is to cook ramen. Your job is to be a rice farmer or something like that. Like, the fact that you throw him in vocation for which to murder and get stabbed seems a bit irresponsible.
Yeah, this is also the first time he's ever known love, so I guess they couldn't have known.
I will also give you a few finger guns and wings of, like, we might see this shit in the future. Your question may be answered in future episodes.
I do love the concept of this is the reason why they never showed him love, because this is what Naruto does with love.
Fucking feral.
Yeah, like if I was Naruto and my freshman year in college made fun of me for falling asleep during an anime, I would have turned into a raccoon, I think, and then accidentally murdered everyone in the honors dorm. Shut up.
Oh my god, is Naruto's Biju form actually his fursona? Question to be answered.
Let's find out.
I mean, he literally, like, he embraces it by, like, RPing it at the end of the episode.
His fingies go long. You know, he's kind of like a werefox, you know.
He runs on four legs.
Yeah.
Arm and leg.
It's terrifying. He's like a little demon.
I literally wrote Naruto a werewolf.
Yes. Episode 17, White Past, Hidden Ambition. Haku realizes he has fucked up, as Naruto's chakra alone can repel his attacks. He can now smash the eye mirror. He can now smash the ice mirrors and move like a little demon. Remember how funny it was to watch him run on all fours like a dog in the trees? It's less funny now.
Yeah, this part rules. I am a fucking sucker for character unleashed and going feral, and you know, they're faster now, they're not thinking, it's all this always works for me. This rules. I loved it. I really wish I didn't sleep in college during this part.
I 100% agree. Like, this trope, it's always going to fucking get me every fucking time. It's so good.
Yes.
And the mirror shattering scene with Naruto and like the mirrors fucking shattering in the background is so good. It's so good. It's so chef's kiss, like good.
Yeah, and they do a lot of sort of reusing of assets that I believe makes episode 19 acquire the rare sixth star, where like, because before you're hyped up as shit and it's so good and amazing, and then episode 19 just does some like bananas things that, with animation and so forth, that I literally asked the group chat like, is this the same show, what's happening? But having said, you know, like they do so much with Naruto, kind of without him always showing him punching the scenes or the mirrors, and the, like, it doesn't always show him like ricocheting, but it works perfectly.
And I wrote it later down in the notes for this episode, but this episode looks incredible. The effects that they use when like Naruto goes sicko mode and it's just the black and white grain,
dude. Yes,
like screening and running.
Oh my god, I love that. That is so good.
It's really cool.
Because it does such a good job of just like showing like the power level that he's on, and the scenes that you're talking about, Kim, where it's like black and white, it almost makes you like itchy because it's just like you can almost like sense the chakra yourself.
Yeah,
because it's like trying to mirror that, and I think it's so effective, and it does a really really good job.
There's this concept of like whatever medium it is, whether it be traditional movies, animation, video games, it's using its medium to do something. It would be weird to kind of eventually go into like line art if this was live action, but it's using the art form of anime for a purpose, and it's totally successful. You know, it's one of those things when once you see it, it's like, don't even need to think about this. It makes sense from like an intrinsic level.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, because they had to do something over the top to make Naruto seem intimidating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's a little dipshit.
They make his little kitty cat whiskers bigger.
Oh my gosh. But like going off of what you said, Tim, I really love it when anime and animation like flexes that we're not live action.
Yes.
We are an animation, and we can fucking like flex on how powerful and how weird this world can get.
Yeah.
And like we can show that in other ways that is not live action, that live action literally does not have the capacity to do. And like, I thrive for that shit.
If I can be shitty for 10 seconds, whenever anyone talks about Ping Pong the animation looking ugly and bad, I just get so pissed. It's like, you know that there's other animes that exist that do look good, and this was an artist. I'm moving on, not important. Watch Ping Pong the animation. Yeah, literally the one of the best things ever made.
Tim entering the Naruto feral hour.
Yeah. My kitty cat whiskers are going off.
Go in whisker mode. So Kakashi, in the meanwhile, realizes, oh, word, the seal's still hanging on a little bit, so I better finish this shit up quick, and pulls out a scroll. Naruto grabs Haku with his gross little demon hands and tries to punch his head all the way off, and all the ice mirrors broke. Haku uses stand there and think about your crush before you die jutsu as his mask breaks apart.
Yes.
The most powerful jutsu.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Also, can we talk about the scroll and the vest? I want to just like talk on this really, really quick. So I know you were kind of touching on it, Tim, earlier about like the fashion and stuff like that. And like me and Kim Peck kept being like, you know, like the fashion is really utilitarian.
Yes.
And like this was exactly what I was talking about. It was like all those pockets on the front of the vest are fucking like scrolls for super magic spells.
Yeah.
And shit like that. And like it, everything in Naruto is so utilitarian, like, and it's really cool because it is like, okay, it is a military base, and so like they are literally wearing like their soldiers' gear, and like that's exactly what Kakashi is wearing. It's not like a fashion statement. It's like, no, this is my like weaponized uniform to use.
The choice to make him pull it out of his vest in a way that made sense, good. The choice to open up his little button, his little pocket or whatever, from the bottom and pull out the scroll as opposed from the top is such a subtle difference. Like, Like, pulling from the top makes sense, but pulling from the bottom is like, dude, this is not just a put down. We are like, no, we have enough space. We're going to go up and top, you know. It is such a small thing, and it was like, oh, that's so cool that you guys are doing, like, both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also,
that would be a lot easier.
Oh, I felt more real, I think is a better way to say it.
You go. Kakashi summon, it's not my favorite, but it's so good. I love the ninja hound so much.
Talk about whiplash.
All precious, and they're all good boys. Yes. And
I hope we see more of them.
We love them.
We definitely will.
Yeah, I mean, as I've said before, the back and forths of all these things, of just Hako being like, you have to kill me, and then here's dogs with ninja headbands.
I'm not gonna lie, that didn't even hit me, because like, the ninja hounds are so ingrained into my worm brain. Yeah. Naruto.
Sorry, it's not just ninja headbands. Some have ninja headbands, some have spike collars, some have glasses, and who knows what
else. Some have vests, little puppy vests.
Yes, many of them have little vests, yeah.
Do you think Kakashi made that for them? I think he did.
Do they exist?
I think so too.
I have questions. I'm going to hold it till episode 78 of Naruto Revoto.
Okay.
When we get to the filler, it's like, Kakashi's dogs must be knitted.
I mean... Naruto finally recognizes Haku and is able to stop his barbarian rage. He reminds Naruto that he killed Sasuke, and Naruto finally gives him just a regular punch. Haku's like, just kill me, idiot. If I lose, Zabuza's gonna go out for cigarettes and never come back, and honestly, I would prefer death. Do it. You won't. Do it. You won't. You won't, Naruto.
I do love that, like, Haku's like, kill me, and then Naruto, like, I killed Sasuke. And, like, I feel like so many times in anime, they miss that beat of, like, I did just fucking kill your best friend. Yeah. But I'm gonna stand here and be the better person or whatever. But Naruto still fucking like goes off and punches Haku in the face. That was so good. That was good shit.
Yeah.
And Haku's just like, what's that pussy shit? Why is my head off?
Yeah, sometimes when an anime does like a like almost like a drunken bar brawl punch, it feels so much more visceral. Like, you know, we don't understand ninja transportation, then jutsuing, then punch, then whatever, taking it. What we understand is fucking getting decked hard. you know?
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Haku, backstory time! He used to live at a little snow farm, which is where you grow snow, with his parents, but his dad killed his mom and tried to kill him too. Oops! Ninja war is hell, and after the war, people with Kekkei Genkai, like Haku and Sasuke, were feared and hunted down. Once Haku's pappy realizes that he and his mom had Kekkei Genkai, he tried to pull the old double homicide using beat to death with my friends jutsu.
This was big yikes moment.
Yeah, I know, I mean...
I knew Haku's backstory is tragic, but then, like, rewatching it again, I'm just reminded that Naruto the anime does not fucking hold back on anything.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yet again, purposely going super fucking dark. Like, they didn't even give him an axe. They gave him a stick. Like, I have to kill my wife with stick. I have to kill son with stick. Not even a better murder implement. And they show him crying, so...
Yes!
They could have done, like... You, I'm the asshole. And like, no, I'm so sorry, man. We're fucking in a bad society, bro.
Like, you're totally right, though. Haku's dad's, like, face that they show for just a brief second is haunting, though, because it's, like, it's so fucked up.
It's still completely in shadow, but yet you can see his tears.
Yeah.
And, like, his other, like, sort of features, too, but.
Right.
It's very good.
Yeah, no, Haku.
They should have done that. This is a show for children.
I do have to keep reminding myself, like, oh, I'm such a
fucking like, they gotta learn sometime. War's hell, kids. So turns out that Haku's Kekkei Genkai is stronger and countered the double homicide with quadruple homicide with a side of patricide. Oops.
It's Haku ice tells in the chest for all of you.
And I do think not showing it after showing the other parts makes it more effective.
Yes. Yeah. Just showing the house, completely, like, ice crystals, like, bursting out of it, highly effective.
Yeah, very good.
And you could tell, like, he probably couldn't control it. Yep. This was probably just him reacting. Yeah. Just like, oof, ow. Mm-hmm. Haku tells Naruto that it was then that he realized his existence didn't matter to anyone else in the world. And Naruto's like, honestly, same, dude. Seriously? Same.
I wrote, this is capitalism.
It is.
Yep.
This is a quote from Haku, which is so good. If someone comes along and accepts you for who you are, no one be more important to you than that person. I
That's what he
the
says. That's
there.
What he says. He do be saying that.
Yeah, if someone comes along and accepts you for who you are, no one is more important to you than that person. And that person to Haku is Zabuza. And we get some flashbacks, which is oof.
Delicious.
Right in the heart. Flashbacks.
It is. Like, okay, so Zabuza and Haku's relationship is very problematic because of the age difference specifically. Yes. And, like, you know, I think I'm going to talk about more of this in the next episode, but, like, it is really, really effective still of, like, Haku's this, like, tragic baby boy that just had, like, the world collapse on him. Of course he's going mm-hmm. to take the hand of whoever is going to offer it to him. Like, and of course he's going to pledge his entire life to whoever is offering him that, like, hand, because to him, and, like, Zabuza literally says that, like, you're gonna die here if you don't come with me.
Yeah.
So, like, Zabuza is Haku's life, and that is, like, extremely well established, I think, of, like, mm-hmm. if he didn't go with Zabuza, I don't think Haku would be where he is today. It makes sense why Haku has such intense emotions for Zabuza.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, he would have starved to death, or he accidentally would have showed his jutsu or whatever you call it, and just got murdered.
Exactly. Yeah. Haku begs for death. Big fat mood here in 2020. Kill me, please. Kakashi uses summoned doggy no jutsu and a ton of ninja puppies bust out the ground and captures Zabuza. Yay. Kakashi got stabbed on purpose as a joke so the dogs could follow the smell of his blood on Zabuza's sword.
I feel like this is going to be...
I love this moment.
I feel like this is not going to be the first time a character utters, I got stabbed because I wanted to. And now you're a loser now that I'm bleeding. I bleed first, making me the victor. Naruto, 2005.
I do kind of love how, like, Kakashi didn't get stabbed not one time, two times on purpose, air quotes, to really solidify that scent into the blood. I'm like,
and I do think it is, like, interesting, though. Like, I thought it was, oh, I have your blood on me, or, oh, I needed my blood to cast jutsu, but no, he's like, no, they know my smell, and now my smell's on you, because you stabbed me so good. So at least, it is pretty silly, but at least they, like, choose the more interesting version of it, you know?
Exactly.
Right. Like, actually playing with a literal dog skill of scent.
Yes.
I think is
yes.
a good,
it all makes
good
sense.
Move.
And we get a... Kakashi gives us some exposition, and it turns out that Zabuza assassinated the Mizukage, which is the leader of the village hidden in the... Oh, what's the water
mist.
One? The mist, yeah. Because he wanted to take their place, but goofed the coup, which I did not remember this. I didn't remember this at all.
I do love that, like, Kakashi, you know, is, like, preparing to kill this guy, and he's like, let me go over every time you fail, bitch.
Yes. He's messy. Kakashi's messy, and that's why I like him.
Yes.
He's like, you fucking dunked on me earlier, so I'm going to return the favor, bitch. Petty. Petty kid.
I like to think that Kakashi becomes extremely mad whenever he has to update his bingo book, and it is like, you fucking asshole, I wrote your name down, why the fuck would I ever think about you in my bingo book?
yes
Kakashi then pulls out his one original jutsu. No. Lightning blade.
That ruled.
This is intense air horn moment for sure.
Yes.
Fucking Chidori rules. I will die and live for Chidori over and over again. I don't care.
There's like a running joke that I don't think is necessarily true, but it's like, so when the Beatles were on, what was it? Is it Ed Sullivan Show or something else? The rumor is that when they took a break, everyone in the UK or whatever the pipes burst because everyone was watching, that when they took a break, that everyone went to the bathroom. That's like, I don't know if that's true, but it's gorgeous. And then I heard that like someone was like, is it true that all the toilets broke in Japan when Goku went Super Saiyan when he was fighting Frieza? Because it was such a big deal. To me, this is, I think Naruto turning to a fox is probably more that, but I do kind of think that like Kakashi pulling out his original jutsu after like zooms in on his eyes. And I think that that is like half of a broken toilet on my weird made up meter just now. Yes. It is that hype of a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
For sure. And he's pissed off, so he's looking so
yes.
right.
Oh my god. I feel like they animated his eyes more. And I kind of made the note of sometimes in anime, they don't really do a good job to make you be like, oh yeah, these people are Asian. And I think they did a really good job kind of like zooming in on his eyes, making him super, super intense, but with without like erasing any Asian features or anything like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah. End of episode, Haku tells Naruto that being a tool for Zabuza is actually cool and he likes it, and to hurry up and murder him because his existence is meaningless now.
Haku needs so much therapy.
Right?
Again, the real enemy of this entire show is fucking society.
Yeah.
Military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Episode 18, the weapons known as shinobi.
Damn. This means a lot more now. Damn. That's deep. I have no idea what the previous episode name means, but this one gets me.
Yes!
This one gets you right in the fucking heart.
Remember Bucket Hat Kid Inari? Me neither, but he is gathering villagers to help out the bridge fight. Nobody wants to help him because this is a town of wretched little baby men. Inari monologues at their doors, hoping they'll come fight if he says, I'm a little boy on a death mission. I sure hope nobody stops me.
Do you remember Inari from the last few episodes? Well, he's Donal now. From Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
The pothead.
Yes.
I'm a Hat Boy stan
now.
Yeah, he
puts a fucking walk on his head.
Konamaru is out. Hat Boy in.
Yes. I do like that they're all just basically guilted into following him at the end, because he's just like, "Go, I guess my blood's on your hands. Yep. Bye-bye." Yep.
And remember that, friends. Use this to your advantage, whether it's to get your friends to go to Five Guys with you or to start a militarized uprising.
Oh, my God. I did take a few notes here. I said, I also love that this toddler is, like, telling off an adult, LOL. Mm-hmm. Also love that this grandma has more fucking character than Dish Mom.
Yeah. Hard-ass grandma.
Yeah, I feel like they turned down Dish Mom's voice actor budget and like, let's just cut out what she said before.
Honestly, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Back to characters we care about. Takashi is just about to stab Zabuza with his cool lightning blade after a brief recap. He lectures him about shinobi codes, but Zabuza says, fuck you, dad, I do what I want.
A rare mid-episode recap, which I respected.
Yeah.
It really lulled me in a false sense of not looking at my phone, and then got, well, no, they didn't. They showed Inari, so my phone was immediately out scrolling through Twitter. But then when they showed the characters I actually care about, I was back in, like, oh, you fuckers.
We need a toilet break scale, pipes bursting scale as well.
Oh yeah,
a
fold scale.
Opposing scale.
Yeah, I need to be better. There's a few things that actually were legit interesting, but like I was so scattered today that I took my phone out and I missed things over because I felt like they were like doing boring shit next to like big shit, and I think I missed. Yeah. That's on me though. That's on me. I should have been a better viewer.
It is. I will give you this though. I think like these episodes are a little bit tough because they do walk that line of like, we're gonna show you the coolest fucking action moving right before this recap.
And it's like let's backstory again. Let's show Haku on the bridge. This is important to me.
Yeah.
Haku continues to try and bully Naruto into killing him. He tells Naruto that they are similar and that he knows that being a useless orphan sucks ass. Naruto's like, fucking fine, I'll kill you, Jesus. Jeez. But before he can do his first murder, Haku says, lol, JK, I gotta go save Zabuza's ass. Which was very funny.
That was really good.
I do love that we get, like, Haku literally smiling in the face of death. I also love that, like, Naruto's like, are you sure, dude? And then Naruto goes all in. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Like, I'm a ninja, and I'm like, I'm gonna do this. And then, and then right as it's about to happen, Haku is like, hold on for just like one second.
Oh, well, JK. Yeah. Yes. Naruto says something along the lines of, are you positive this is the only way? And then I watched the scene three times because I looked at my phone. So I was like, surely I missed something. I did not. After the third time, I did not miss anything. He's basically saying, we're shinobi, where I failed. Daddy Zabuza is, I'm no longer, you know, of use to him. You have to kill me. And Naruto's like, okay, are you sure I have to kill you? He's like, yeah. And he's like, are you sure I have to kill you? He's like, yeah. And then once he tries to do it, he's like, okay. I'm not. Bye.
Yes.
He gets blue kunai.
Just like, no take backs.
Yeah.
Like, yes. He rips off Sasuke's human shield jutsu, diving in front of Kakashi's lightning blade. Yes. This is when Inari gets his wok helmet on his head. And he also pulls out a fucking crossbow and goes out to the ninja trenches by himself. But what's this? A crowd of people outside his door? Are they haters or helpers? We'll find out. Haku, dead as fuck. Zabuza, not missing this chance. Checkmate, boys! JK, Kakashi can still move even though his head is stuck in a dead boy. Which is a sentence I never thought I would have to write in my life.
Yeah, on this special episode, Kakashi kills a kid.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally correct. It's like, and it's so fucked up, like, how they animate Haku's face, mm-hmm. like, right after death. Like, you can tell he's fucking dead. And then Haku is so fucking dedicated to Zabuza, he grabs Kakashi's arm, knowing rigor mortis is going to set in and that Kakashi's not going to fucking escape. Oh! Like,
it's ghoul shit.
Yeah, it's so bananas.
I think that I don't know why they chose to I'm curious if it was a situation where they're like, we should make Haku beautiful. Okay, great, awesome. We'll have a joke there. We'll also make Haku paint their nails. Okay, great, whatever. And I don't know what the timeline was, but by this episode, as Haku has been in several episodes of Painted Nails, you see Haku's feet first. So it's easy to kind of forget which shoes these weirdos, they all wear weird shoes, whatever. This is the reason why they wear open-toed shoes. You see this one reason, you see their fingies, the toe fingies. And yeah, so like when he gets punched, you know, this whole time you're seeing Haku's painted toenails. You see Haku's painted nails on just kind of like contrast between Zabuza and this whole thing. It's it's such a more impactful scene of just like something that has been a small detail that maybe is not important, but like definitely makes the whole thing more easy to follow.
Yeah. And like it is wild. So my boyfriend Nick, he has a saying that no one ever dies in anime. I was like, well, boyfriend, it's time to watch Naruto.
Yes!
And like, they really go for it. Where most other animes extremely hesitate to kill off anyone, even if it's a bad guy. Like, will keep that sucker around for so fucking long. And then like, even at the end, they usually don't even kill them, they redeem them. Yep. Many a time. Where like Naruto extremely establishes their world, I think, with this moment of like, people will die. This is literal actual war. Like, we are out here to survive because like, if I don't kill them, they're going to kill me. And they show that with just like the huge amount of blood loss that Haku like has when Kakashi hits him. Like, that was a fatal blow. Yeah. Like, it's over for Haku.
And it wasn't just, you know, Kakashi putting his fingers in his chest, which probably would have killed him. It was also all the lightning and whatever else that, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily was electricity, but it was his chakra made to look like lightning. So you have to imagine there was like 10 tons of whatever, you know, magical force to it too.
Right. And like, to go off of that, they literally show the lightning blade piercing all the way through Haku.
Yep,
like, it's showing on the other side. Like, he's mm-hmm. fucking dead the moment that thing, like, enters in his heart. And it's literally a heart blow.
Yeah, like, and the first thing they show is, like, they make you think it's, like, water for a second, and then, like, no, it's you know, this wasn't another water clone jutsu. This is blood. This is blood. So, like, for half a second, it looks like water, and, like, no, this is huge fat ropes of blood.
Yeah.
And even Zabuza looks shocked because, like, the blood's all over him, the blood's all over Kakashi, and they're both just like, what the fuck? Yeah.
And I do love Kakashi's shock in that moment.
Yep.
Because he was not aiming for Haku. He was 100% aiming for Zabuza, and then Haku literally just appeared. And, like, I can't even place myself of, like, the amount of shock you would have in that moment. Like, I get shocked eating, like, a fucking, like, I don't know, chocolate-covered raisin, finding out it's, like, a mint or something. I can't imagine being in that, like, mind frame. Like, I killed a kid and not Zabuza.
Yeah. He got tricked into boy murder.
Yes. It's
the worst. Also, Haku is, like, creepily smiling.
Oh, my God.
Death.
Yeah.
He's just like, ooh.
They do kind of ratchet up the, you really do love to die, don't you, brother? node.
Oh, yeah. No, it's such an intense scene. I really do think they pull it off very, very well because they take, like I said, Naruto, I think, is really good at taking your emotions and then just, like, fucking amplifying them times 10 every time.
Yes.
And they definitely do that in this scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Sakura's like, hey, good to see you, Naruto. Where's my boy, Sasuke? God. Is he sleeping? Is he taking a little nap?
Jesus Christ.
Well, in a sense, he is sleeping, Sakura. In a sense.
Oh, my God.
She runs over to check out his corpse with Tazuna. Sakura not only gets to see her first poor people, she also gets to see her first dead person.
Oh,
they sure don't teach this in ninja school.
Oh,
what a valuable trip.
Sakura pulling, like, a full-on Hermione, like, I used to be a stupid fucking nerd who only read books, and then now I'm holding my dead boyfriend in my hands, is, like, such a fucking, like, hashtag anime mood of, like, oh crap, we've accidentally created a medium staffed by 14-year-olds who are surrounded by death.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So, I said in my notes, this scene sucks for, like, a multitude of reasons. Sakura's entire character arc, like, everyone has a climax in this arc. Like, Sasuke's climax is when he gets Sharingan. Naruto's is when he gets, you know, nine-tailed fox. And then Sakura's is mourning Sasuke's death.
That's a great fucking point.
Yeah, and it's obviously it's infuriatingly frustrating because she's the only girl character who constantly gets the short end of the stick every single fucking time.
Yeah.
And her entire, like, climactic part of the Zabuza Haku fight is just her being sad that Sasuke died. And, like, I'm not saying she doesn't have a right to that. She totally does. But, like, it sucks that, like, she – and I'm going to complain about this in the next episode as well because, like – she just doesn't get any fight scenes. She doesn't get any moments.
Yeah.
She doesn't get any power moments. It's always just her hanging out in the background and or being sad about one of the boys.
Yeah.
And
it's almost like they think
it is frustrating.
Saying that she's, like, book smart is enough. But, like, it's like other characters being like, you've read book before. Who gives a shit? You know, like, it doesn't. We're here to watch cool punches and backflips and stuff like that.
Right. And I think, too, like, it is cool they make her smart, and I do like this moment in a way of her being like, my ninja school did not prepare me for this.
Yeah.
They taught me fucking bullshit, and that's very, very frustrating as I'm watching my friend die in front of me. I do like that a lot. I'm always going to wish they gave Sakura more.
Yeah, it sucks because it's like, they use her ignorance well, but she doesn't – she doesn't get anything as a character. We only get to feel things as the audience. And yeah, you're totally right. I don't think the bonus of being like, oh, fuck, this is real is enough. You know, I don't know if she gets a redemption in the next 10 episodes or anything. But, you know, it's for the the I'll past handful, too. It's just kind of been like, yeah, I have to assume this is going to keep happening this way.
Yeah. I did like her little monologue, yes. though, of just like, I used to just write down the yeah. answer and didn't even think about what the words yes. meant.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm really thinking about how much this sucks and how much our yeah. society is deeply fucked
up. Yeah.
For sure.
And I still...
I think, like, that's so important for the world and world building yeah. of Naruto.
Yeah, and like, I still think that Sasuke is the best character. It just sucks that they don't give her any bones here and there to do anything cool. I think, you know, there's yeah. The times that she's, like... petty, the times that she's like being real and she's not just an idiot, because you know Sasuke is an idiot too, of like I'll do whatever I can, you know, we focus on Naruto being an idiot, but like, you know, Sasuke was also eating too much food and all this other dumb shit,
yes,
and puking at the side of the
right team. So you know they it's basically Sakura doesn't get to be a real does not get to be an interesting character because she's the most well-rounded character. And it sucks that the girl yeah. character cannot be a badass too, even though she's the mm-hmm. only good voice actor and the only well-written written character, I think.
Yeah. I love our petty girl. She quotes one bit in the Shinobi Code, and I kind of wrote it down. It's just like, a shinobi must never show their emotions no matter what. The mission always comes first. And also, they must never, ever, ever fucking cry. Not even in the comfort of their own homes. And I'm just like, children, Jesus. Please, therapy, I beg.
Yeah, the Shinobi Code seems like ass, and I don't want my children to follow them anymore.
Yeah. They're like 12. Yeah, no. Not allowed to cry, and they're 12.
Oh, yeah, no. And like, this is the last thing I'm going to say, but, like, I saw this thread the other day because I was looking at Grand Blue, which is this new fighting game that's supposed to be coming out.
Pink's yeah. been looking at that, yeah.
Yeah, and there's this character in it who's trans, and her name is La Diva.
Word.
Yeah, it's really, really, and apparently they've done her very well, from what I can tell. And there's this thread from someone, and I'm so sorry, I cannot remember their name, I think if you honestly look up, like, La Diva trans, the thread will come up. But the thread literally talks about how many a time when they're watching Japanese media, and kind of just like any media in general, when there's a queer character that comes up, they feel the need to rescue that character and, like, save them from the story they're in and take them into their own headcanon. And I feel that way about Sakura so many times. Like, let me just, like, take you out of this. Like, let me rescue you from this and, like, put you in my headcanon where, like, you yeah. actually yeah. do shit. Like, you are doing more than, like, what the actual story is saying. And I totally feel that, like, not only with, like, queer characters in most media, but also especially with Sakura in moments like these where I'm just like, oh, let me, like, give her a moment if you're not
yeah.
going
yeah.
to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, seriously. So Tazuna's like, holy shit, being a shinobi sucks ass. Kakashi and Zabuza are still tussling, but Kakashi's punch no jutsu and dodge sword no jutsu are just too strong. He takes out Zabuza's arms, but before he can kill him, who should show up but the mustache-twirling capitalist dog Gato with a league of burly boys to beat their asses.
The Jeff Bezos of Naruto.
Yeah!
And a whole bunch of crisis actors here to really show... No, actually, I don't want the bridge, you know? I think it's good to not have the bridge, is my opinion. I love making $8 an hour and peeing in trash cans.
Oh my god. I love licking boobs.
Yeah. When a robot pokes a can of bear pepper spray in the Amazon warehouse, I think it's good. This is what they said.
It's a bonus. It's a bonus. Honestly, I should be paying yes. them to get yeah, that experience.
Yeah, there it is.
Queen. Wow.
But yeah, end of these episodes.
This is the closest I was to maybe suggesting chop them up, but you know, I think our kind of mode is spend a lot of time in the first episode to get us like in the zone, and then I think it works well for us. So yeah, man, these episodes ruled. The next chunk of episodes the next episode is the best so far. Episode 19 is so good. I'm really excited for the next This episode was great. This episode of Naruto Ruto was great for me as a host, and these three episodes of Naruto are great, and I'm really excited about where we're going next, both as mostly as a selfish like show watcher.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that, I'm really happy we managed to do this chunk like all at once, and we didn't have to like wait until next week for episode 19.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And also these episodes were good to sort of get through all at once, so we can get to just like the nutshot of this arc.
Yeah.
Which is next episode.
I mean, it's a lot of like Haku backstory and Zabuza backstory. Yeah. I think we're gonna get a little bit more, but still.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, where can we find all of us? Jesse, where can we get at you?
Awesome. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jusifers. That's J-U-S-I-F-E-R-S. I do art sometimes. I did do the art for the show.
Oh, so good.
We love it.
So good.
Good as hell.
Thank you. So if you want to check out more of my things, you can find me there.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning, and I don't post as much on Instagram as I should, especially since 2020 is the year of the himbo, and I'm trying my best. and you can also check out Kim and I on a Dungeons and Dragons stream every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, playing through the hardback module or adventure of Descent into Avernus, and it's so much fun. Also listen to Dear Internet, an advice show, a podcast, and Greetings Adventures, another Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Hell yeah. You can find me at Kim Catties. That's at KYMCATTYS. Also, if you want to, I don't know, get in touch with Vince over at Transformation Sequence, who is sponsoring this show, and tell him how great we're doing. You can tweet at him at SequencePod. I am also on Love to Hate, which is a show about things we love, things we hate. It's a lot of fun. You can vote and make sure I win. So you don't even have to listen to the episodes. Just go on our website.
Yes.
And if you see my name, vote for me. Thank you. That's about it.
Let's do the Twitter
show.
So yes, you can follow the Naruto Ruvuto show on Twitter at Naruto Ruvuto. And as we already mentioned a few times this episode, you can totally email us your questions and or animation corrections at narutoruvuto@gmail.com. That's it.
I said somewhere on Twitter that if we get 1,000 followers on the Naruto Ruvuto account, if you like the opening and ending songs, I'll make a whole little EP of Naruto.
Damn.
Yes.
So make that a reality.
That would be extremely good. Yeah, we have a lot of fun things planned in the future for the Twitter. So
yes.
I think that's definitely the best way to keep in up to date on the show. We're thinking of also starting an Instagram soon, so maybe next time we'll have that ready as well.
Frick yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. Thank you.
Keep on believing it. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Please rate us 5 stars on iTunes. I almost said Instagram. The hardest thing, I guess. Good feedback only.
Yeah, just comment on the post 5 stars on Instagram.
Yes.
That's how it works. People get it. They love it that way.
Yeah,
totally. All right. So maybe I think I'll sign off. Believe it.
Yeah. fucking believe it.
Believe it.
Yeah. Fucking believe it. I'll beat your ass. Beat that little butt.
Sasuke, and yet...